ca.
And now business.
I'm Chris McCusker. The rising cost of living is influencing women's opinions on Canadian oil and gas. That's according to a survey released by Canada Powered by Women, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization formed in 2019, intended to help shape Canada's future. Tracy Bodnarchuk is the CEO.
While we think that the conversation is so polarized, there's so much common ground with women all across the country. And their top three priorities are the same. It's an economic, prosperous Canada, in energy security, and making sure that we take care of the climate in that order.
So it's not so cut and dried as some might think.
Sometimes when you look at the way conversations are being represented sort of broadly across the country, you would think that it's either all this or all that. And what we're seeing is that women actually are pretty pragmatic, primarily because of affordability at this particular time, about the idea that it doesn't have to be, you know, one or the other. And it can be a conversation about how do I get all three of those things.
And this is not just a Western Canada belief.
Women in Ontario, you know, their numbers in terms of support and wanting to sustain their standard of living by allowing for the production and growth of fossil fuels was over 80%. I like to think of it as a stool. So if like one leg of the stool is economic prosperity, another one is energy security, and the other one is climate, if you decide not to be balanced and over vector on one, you're certainly going to fall off that stool. And that's not what engaged women want. They want a stable place to sit.
Tracy Bodnarchuk is the CEO at Canada Powered by Women. And at the Business Center, I'm Chris McCusker. This is